We are in Simen Shin Sadik Ches. We're up to Siftes, and we'll be completing the Simen. So we're measuring the Tchum Shabbos from city Siftes, Ir Shir Sheves Al Svas HaNachal, a city that sits at the edge on the border of a river. Sherova Itim Hu Yavish, but it's a river that's dry most of the time. U'mishtam Shimbo, and people use it. Sheino Mole El B'Shas HaGeshem, it's only something that fills up with water when it rains. Im yesh lefoneho matseva, if there's a platform in front of it, rochev dal rames al svas hanachal, kedei shiyamdu oleo v'yishtamshu banachal, and it's made as a place that you can use the river, nimsa nachal b'chlal ha'ir u'modun lo alpayim amas misvas hanachal. The nachal is considered part of the city, and you start your 2,000 amas from there. V'yasa hanachal kulo b'chlal ha'ir mipnei hametseva abenuya b'tzida. This platform makes the Nachal consider the entire city. If not, you go by the last house. In which case, this river will be part of the 2,000 amas. Now, the truth is that this is a very big chiddush, because we said even a house is only good if it's a beis deir, if it's something made for living in. Who lives in a river? So Lamaisa, the poskim say that Chazal said so we can count the river. But you cannot go in and add to your Tchum Shabbos other grounds that people use if it's not really made as a place for dwelling. Sif Yud. Yoshvei Tzrifim. People that live in tents or huts. Dainu Shioshim Baholim. Shosim Mehutzim Va'arava. They make them from different kinds of leaves, palm leaves, for example, and arava and willow. Ein lahem din ir. It does not have a halacha of a city. Each one gets 2,000 amas from the door of his own little tent. Now, the Mishtabura points out, the problem is not what it's made of. Means if somebody actually lives in some kind of flimsy tent, but that's where he lives, then that's considered a regular house, and you've got enough of them, we would consider it a city too. What we're talking about is people that don't really have a permanent residence. They take their tents with them, they pitch a tent, they live there for a little while, then they move on, and they live somewhere else. That's where we say that it won't get a shein ear. But the fact that it's simply made of that it's made of hutzim v'aravis, that would not take away from it being a bias. There's no halacha what the bias has to be made of, as long as people actually use it to dwell in. Says the Rama now, im ein lehem kimin hekef mechitza yud ocharitz yuv savid bateim. But if it does have a wall around it or some kind of charitz that unifies them all, then that wall will can be considered the edge of where they live, and the halacha is that we would count from 2,000 amas from there. V'yesham shalosh chatzeres. Here's where the Mechaber gives us a definition of at which point we would consider something an ear. V'yesham shalosh chatzeres shal shnei batim kvuim. You have three chatzeres, and each one has two houses that are kvuim. Shal Evan or Shal Nasara means things that are permanent. Elu Osim es Kulam Kva, that will then make all the Tzrifim, all of these temporary tents or huts, that they're also considered Keva. V'yeshlem din ir umarabim osav and osna paimamal chol ruach esharayores, and there we'll square it off. If it's round, we'll give it all the halachas of a city with regard to Tchumen. Yud Aleph, ir shehukva v'chakach yashva modon lo mimokim yeshivasa. Whereas Yoshva v'chaka hukva modon lo mechomasa, when do we count the wall as the edge of the city? That's if the wall was made after people moved in. But a wall that was made and they only moved in later, that wall doesn't do anything, and we would end up counting from where the houses end and not where the walls end.